This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, folks. Lots of gratitude for you, our fine listeners, of what's on your mind. And right now, even in the Northern Plains, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, I would argue that if I did a little Insta-poll, many of you would be saying, are we going to fix this mess at the border? Are we going to take care of this problem ever? What's going on? This can't be that difficult to fix. What is the problem? Think about it. Donald Trump ran for president. Number one issue was build that wall. Build that wall, right? Remember all the chants, everything else? What's going on? Why? We go back to Reagan and amnesty in the mid-'80s in a discussion of more border fencing and walls. What's going on? Return to answers. Four answers today. Turn to someone that was in the Obama administration as the chief of Customs and Border Patrol, Mark Morgan, who joins us now on the program. Mark, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
You bet, Scott. And actually, I was chief of the Border Patrol.
That's before it was CBP. Then it was just BP at that point, huh?
Just my element. Yeah, it was Border Patrol was part of CBP. I was just the chief of Border Patrol.
Well, that's no easy job. Anyway, we appreciate you joining us today on the program, Mark, and I've watched a lot of your interviews on media and really bring some common sense to this. You know, it's really frustrating, and I'm sure you're frustrated as well. Who's Congress to blame here for not doing its job to this point? Is this rest on Congress or on the administrative executive branch?
No, it's absolutely Congress. And what you said, I was listening in your opening, you're spot on. I mean, this is an issue that goes back decades and decades. So this isn't anything new. In fact, I was just talking to some of the active duty Border Patrol troops out there. And, you know, the experts have been saying the same thing for a very, very long time. The crisis, make no mistakes about it, the crisis that we're in right now, Congress could have prevented it.
So they don't. Why? Obviously there was a time when Barack Obama had a Democratic Congress. There was a time when Donald Trump had a Republican Congress. As someone that's been on the front lines, you know, from a law enforcement perspective, wanting the backup, wanting the tools necessary to stop this flow. Why do you, you know, what's the theory amongst Border Patrol folks on why they don't?
I think it's the same theory we all kind of reach at some point. And look, I'm a law enforcement guy, Scott. I'm not a politician. I don't want to be. And, you know, when you look at, look, I've worked this from the MS-13 side in the FBI. I was in charge of the FBI's office in El Paso. We worked the cartels and drugs, et cetera. And of course, chief of border patrol on the border. So I've seen all aspects of all things impacted by the Southwest border. It's real. It's not manufactured. It's the worst in many demographics than we've ever experienced in our history. And so the fact that Congress, as you just laid that on both sides, has failed to fix this, for me, I can only draw one conclusion, and it's pure politics. And so the safety and security of this country is being detrimentally impacted in a negative way because of politics, and I'm tired of it. We all should be tired of it.
Yeah, it's impossible not to be. It's impossible not to be. It's unbelievable. Groton, South Dakota, Craig, question or comment for our guest Mark Morgan on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Yes, I just want to comment on the reason that the Democrats are so upset about that comment about moving these illegals into sanctuary cities. And it boils down to just, I think that whatever Trump says, they're against. I mean, Trump could heal cancer and they would tell them that that was awful. It's another reason to point their finger at Trump and say, don't vote for him because he's evil. And I it's like the previous caller said, it's all politics. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. There's no doubt about it. There are people that are just going to be against anything Trump is for. That's for sure. But I, you know what I wish for is folks like Mark and his colleagues or those that have followed him now at Border Patrol in a law enforcement role, when they say, here's what we need to do, that people actually would listen. I mean, has Donald Trump proposed the solutions that you believe best would fix this problem, Mark?
So Scott, you are, I tell you what, as you're talking, I'm smiling really ear to ear from here, because that's the issue. And like a lot of times what I like to say is to the American people out there listening, stop thinking about this as Trump's plan. It's not Trump's plan. But the reason why I'm supporting what the White House is putting forth, because I know he's listening to the experts, because I know what they're saying, and his plan includes what the experts have been saying. Like, for example, the wall. An expert has never said we need a wall from sea to shining sea. What they said is we need the wall in strategic locations along the southwest border as part of a multi-layered approach of infrastructure, technology, and personnel. That's what the experts say today, and that's what they've been saying for a very, very long time. And that's the truth about the plan. That's the truth about the wall as part of a multi-layered strategy. You hear a lot of false narratives, a lot of talking points. That's absolutely a false narrative. And if they would just listen to the experts, you know, just last week, Rudy Karras, he's one of the chief patrol agents on the southwest border. He was before congressional testimony, and he said, in my 30 years, this man, I know this man, he's been doing this 30 years. 30 years, he goes, this is the worst it's ever been. It's an absolute crisis.
I'm really perplexed, because I heard the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, Democrat Benny Thompson, just last week, say this. Listen and see what you think about his comments.
This is, again, his manufactured chaos that he's created over the last 2 years on the border. Before Donald Trump took office, we had a situation that was manageable. We had spikes, but it also went down. But what we have now is a constant pushing of the system so that it doesn't work.
So what do you think of that? He's saying it's a manufactured crisis, and before Trump, things were manageable. Is he right?
It's absolutely not true. I mean, there are so many false narratives in that 30 seconds. We need another show. First of all, but let me hit a couple of highlights. First of all, the numbers of family units and unaccompanied minors, it's absolutely false to say it's gone down. In 2014, then-President Barack Obama said it was a crisis. When I was chief of the Border Patrol in 2016, it was a crisis. The numbers had continued. In 2019, the numbers have skyrocketed, and it's the worst crisis that we've ever seen. So it's an absolute false narrative to say the numbers have gone down. And another thing, so how long did they refuse, Scott, to even mention or acknowledge that it was a crisis? And now, because the numbers are almost 400%, of an increase of what they were last year, over 100,000 expected this month, 1 million this year. So they finally have to admit it's a crisis. But what do they do? Oh, it's Trump's fault. It's just absurd, Scott. It's totally absurd.
And even a few Democrats are starting to mention this now. Jay Johnson, the former director of the Department of Homeland Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, said, look, we had months where there was 1,000 crossings. Now we got 4,000. I can't even imagine how they're handling it. This is a crisis. So there are some people that are being honest about this and letting the politics set aside. Do you think the president, by suggesting that this Flores decision forcing the release of the individuals after 20 days that are here for the asylum request, saying we're going to take them to sanctuary cities, do you think that's a way of sort of forcing this decision and forcing them to wake up and realize something has to be done? What do you think of him doing that?
Well, yeah, I'd like to think that's somewhat behind this. He's frustrated, and he should be. And how ironic it is. So Congress has failed to do their job. So you just mentioned the Flores Settlement Act plus TVPRA, which treats kids different from Mexico and Canada than they do the Northern Triangle countries. Those two things alone, Congress could fix in 15 minutes, and that would end catch and release. 85% of this problem could go away. But they fail to do that. So the numbers are skyrocketing. They continue to skyrocket. So Congress fails to do what they're supposed to. And anytime the current administration tries to do something to stem the flow of these individuals coming in our country illegally, what happens? Congress puts a stumbling block. The irony there is unbelievable. And look, so at this point, along the southwest border, Scott, Border Patrol, ICE, they're tapped out. There's no more room for them. The faith-based organizations and other non-governmental entities along the southwest border, they're tapped out too. So they're having to push these individuals further inland anyway. And so one thought that I'd like to put out to the American people is, why should Texas or Arizona have to bear the full brunt of this burden because Congress has failed to do their job?
Yeah, exactly. And these people have decided sanctuary cities is a policy that they want to have in their communities, in their states. So, it's completely hypocritical to say don't bring it here. More with Mark Morgan, chief of the Border Patrol under President Obama, when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Prong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Prong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include 4,800 acres of exceptional cropland and clay in Norman counties in Minnesota. This offering features 28 parcels ranging in size from 80 to 320 acres. 25 of the 28 parcels have a soil productivity index in the 90s. This represents one of the best cropland offerings in a generation. This will be a Pfeiffer's online auction on May 3rd, 2019. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
In those small towns, by golly, that's why we love you. On What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the University of North Dakota. Leaders in Action. They got a lot going on. There's 3,500 online-only students right now in more than 80 fields at UND. No kidding. That's amazing. $10 million in university investment in big data to drive research and economy. That's happening right now. Ranked in the top 20% among institutions offering online bachelor degrees. So it's working. Find out more at und.edu. More of our conversation with Mark Morgan. Mark served President Obama as the chief of the Border Patrol, and we're talking a little bit about the situation at the border right now. So we agree Congress could fix this in a very short period of time and clearly have no desire to do so, and this goes back a long time. So whatever reason it's happening, it's happening. Let's talk a little bit about the border wall, about that. You've said all along that walls work, right, Mark?
Absolutely, 100%.
So that's the long-term solution here. This is a two-part solution. One, fix the laws, the 20-day deal. Here's another one just quickly before we get to walls. Why is it when someone is coming from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and they're seeking asylum, they get to the border of Mexico, they get into Mexico. You know, people vacation in Mexico. It's not a horrible place. It's, you know, it's a vacation destination for a whole lot of folks. Aren't they then safe from what they're fleeing in Mexico?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. I tell you what, I love that you're bringing this point because it's not talked about enough. If you think about that, the kind of world stage on asylum, that's the thought process, that's the accepted procedure, is that if you're, quote, technically fleeing persecution or specific violence, you're supposed to seek asylum in the first country that you get to. In this case would be Mexico. And so that's why it's very clear that people need to understand they are not fleeing. The stats and intelligence and facts will show they're not fleeing persecution or violence. They're fleeing for economic equality. If they were fleeing a persecution and violence, Mexico is where they should reside. They're passing Mexico and coming to America for economic equality, and they know once they get here, you grab a kid, you'll be let in, never to be heard from again. We have to have, if we're going to solve this issue, we have to do so with intellectual honesty. And that's not what's being done out there. They still want to claim that they're fleeing persecution and violence, and the stats show the opposite. Just real quick, is 85% of the original claims are found to be unsubstantiated.
Wow, so 15% have a legitimate claim, and they could stay in Mexico and be safe.
Yeah,
makes no sense. So let's go back to talking about walls and fences and the long-term solution. Tomorrow, we're going to be part of a demonstration with the three U.S. senators and about 8 or 10 House members, seeing firsthand a demonstration of technology to construct over a mile a day of border wall, border fencing, bollard fencing, complete with all the electronics and the lights and everything else. I mean, a mile a day. Now, we know that the Army Corps of Engineers has put up about 40 miles in the last 2 years. Which, for the life of me, I can't figure out at all. The president was just down celebrating 2 miles of replacement wall that was authorized in the Obama administration 10 years ago. So how beneficial would it be to secure the border that quickly, right now, in the middle of this situation?
So it would be beyond significant, especially in those areas that the experts are saying that they absolutely need now, right? And so those areas have been identified. And the areas now where they are replacing that, if you look at the old style, the landing mat, it's not even worth the material that they built. The new style, physical barrier wall, whatever you want to call it, is absolutely going to dramatically help. You know, Gloria Chavez, when Clexico, when the president went down there the last time, she made a great stat. It was awesome. She said that it was gave the Border Patrol a huge advantage, her words, huge advantage, and that assaults on Border Patrol agents, since they just put up a few miles of new fencing, reduced assaults on agents by 65%. And we also know historical data showed anywhere where there's effective fencing as part of that multi-layered approach of infrastructure, technology, and personnel, illegal immigration and bad things and bad people coming in skyrocket downward 90%. So to come up with an even more effective system where more border wall is being built quickly, it absolutely is 100% an advantage for the Border Patrol, and it's going to reduce the illegal immigration.
And I don't know. I mean, just to me, we need some sort of emergency declaration or something on all of it to say, you know, okay, if Congress, you're not going to do it, and if Corey, you're not going to build it fast enough, you know, I'm far from an expert on, you know, the procedure, but if this isn't, this is a national emergency. This is, you know, we're at war here with other countries trying to flood this country, and we're overwhelming the system. We just have to revert to common sense and say, sorry, until Congress does this right, until the core can build this fast enough, we're going to go this route. I mean, just, you know, do whatever you have to do, just like you do in any other very dire situation. Am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. And I like the way you phrased it early on is we've got a couple different approaches, right? Long term and then immediate. And so let's, again, intellectual honesty. Mexico, hey, look, we've been trying to work with Mexico, and they've been on the sidelines for way too long. We've given hundreds of million dollars over decades to the Northern Triangle countries, and what's happened, the numbers have just gotten worse. We have tried to work with Congress, and they've failed again and again and again. So from my perspective, the new mindset, the new strategy, I'm not saying we stop working with Congress, Mexico, the Northern Triangles, but let's be realistic in that there's no short-term solution with that, if at all, especially with Congress. So our strategy has to be, what are we going to do now, right now? What can we do to fix this emergency? How can we improve our efficiency? Like, for example, start building more wall quicker, faster, better. I absolutely think that's the right approach.
And we have a minute left, but I'd like you to tell folks why this matters to them. What kind of people are crossing that border? What did you see as chief of the Border Patrol down there as to the element that is trying to gain access to the U.S.?
Well, I saw this not only as chief, but also 20 years in the FBI. And I always say this, that every city in this country is actually a border city. It's a total false narrative to say that only the southern borders states are affected. These individuals coming across are pedophiles, murderers, gang members, and they are entering the southwest border illegally, and they are permeating into every major metropolitan city in this country. That's a fact. It's not hyperbole.
This is from someone, folks, that was, in charge of seeing this firsthand. How does this movie end? What do you predict is going to come of all this, Mark?
Look, I think the president, his course is right. We've got a president like none other in modern time. He's brought more attention to this real issue, in fact, on our entire country. He's staying the course, and I hope and pray that he continues to stay the course and really does what he needs to do, knowing that Congress isn't going to do their job, and I applaud him for thinking outside the box and doing everything he can to secure our southwest border, and I hope he continues to do so.
Well, fascinating conversation. Look forward to more conversation in the future and trying to get to the bottom of this and hopefully awaken some folks. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you, Mark.
You bet. Anytime.
You bet. Mark Morgan, you see him regularly, former Obama administration official, chief of the Border Patrol, talking common sense on this. You know what it is, folks? It's identity politics. That's all it is. It's identity politics. If the Democrats are seen to be cracking down on illegal activity at the border, they see it as less people that will vote for them in those communities.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've been booming. Absolutely booming.
It's Tax Day 2019, and National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says Americans have a lot to be thankful for.
The economy's growing. Unemployment is down. Blue-collar wage earners are growing faster than their white-collar counterparts.
Kudlow was speaking on Fox and Friends. Severe weather over the weekend leading to the deaths of at least 8 people in the South. Nearly 24 tornadoes reported in several states. There was some snow on the northern side of the system. It was recorded from Missouri into Michigan. Chicago got about 5 inches, the most for that city this late in the season since 1961. Some of that bad weather is now affecting the Northeast, including Boston, where runners from around the world have begun the 123rd Boston Marathon. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to or makes squealing noises when you brake, shop the Spring Brake Deal Savings Event at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Don't miss the Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's on your mind? What is on your mind? Tell me, 258-0550, locally, 800-228-0550, toll free. Text me, text Todd. I'm at 367-2054. Todd's at 226-8503. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. That time of year, look out those fields, a little less standing water every day. It won't be too long. Won't be too long, folks. That's right, planting and spraying. And my friends at High Plains Apache want you to come on in, see the 2019s, first of all. Get to know the folks there, because whatever you need, the parts, they have them, like 50,000 parts in stock that are just waiting for you. They don't have it. It'd be very unusual, but they'd have it at your door a day later anyway. So High Plains Apache, they're in Mandan by Culver's, exit 60, south of I-29, in Frontier, or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. I don't know about you, but I can't listen to an interview like that, even when I'm conducting. And in this case, again, I'll say this for about the 50th time, he's an Obama guy. He's an Obama guy. He was President Obama's Border Patrol. This is not political for him. He's just telling us the fundamentals of what's wrong. What's going to change here, folks? What's going to change? Do we really think anything's going to change? That's why I don't mind the push by the president to say, you're Sanctuary City. Tell you what, we'll be bussing in some folks real soon here. Because you're going to have them go, wait a minute, and then people in those cities and those states are going to go, well, how does this work? What's the deal? Well, chickens are coming home to roost. That's what's happening. So it wakes them up a little bit, maybe shakes them into action. I don't know. The Democrats don't want this. They don't want it. They don't. And this is not a Republican or Democrat deal. It really isn't, because Republicans have screwed this up a bunch, too. Donald Trump is the only person in elected office, that office for sure, in a position to just take this on head on like he has. And he tried for the first 2 years to go along with the system. Bad idea. So now he says you're a sanctuary city, you're getting yourself some folks. I think there's one way this changes. Us. I'll say it again, I've said it before. It's us. Only way it changes. There has to be a pain point from people who want your vote. who think they can count on your vote. And if there's a pain point by enough folks to say, fix this problem. I'm talking about even here in North Dakota. Every time John Hoeven or Kevin Cramer or Kelly Armstrong go to an event, you need to go up to them and say, fix the problem. So then they go back and say, look, I don't want to go back to those places anymore and hear that. Let's fix the problem. Same thing in Minnesota with Happy Talk Klobuchar and Tina Hu, Colin Peterson. Same thing in South Dakota, Dusty Johnson and Mike Rounds. Mike Rounds, is there his picture in a milk carton somewhere? What does Mike Rounds do? I never hear him do anything. Former governor of South Dakota, senator, what if he was asleep in the with John Thune, I hear. These are the people we got to call on, folks. I'm telling you, that's the only way it gets done. We need another Tea Party. If we had a fix this mess rally on the steps of the state capitol, would you go? You know, maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, month and a half. No, I don't know, whenever. Would you go? Would you drop what you're doing and be there? Because, you know, I guarantee if we got like 1,000 people on the steps of the state capitol, Fox News would notice, and then maybe Minnesota would hop on the clue bus, and then South Dakota would hop on the clue bus, and then Montana would be next, and we'd just kind of keep going. What do you think? I don't know. That's my idea. I'll take yours. Because I'm just tired of it.
Did you by any chance see the NRA TV has a documentary out there about the San Francisco public transit? It's now one of the most dangerous in the country because the vagrants literally have claimed the trains and buses for their own. So people are getting physically thrown off public transit.
Wait a minute.
I know. These are nothing but saintly people.
San Francisco, the highest taxed city on earth, probably, right? And constantly lecturing us about how you take care of those that can't take care of themselves. What are they doing? They should have better facilities for those people. They should have. Come on.
Yep, it's called the Dangerous Train.
Let's go to Holly. Holly and Rick is waiting. What's on your mind? 2580550. Go, Rick.
Hi, Scott. First, we saw the movie, and it's great.
Isn't it, though? Unplanned is the movie he's talking about, folks. Go see it if you haven't. Yeah.
The answer to your question, why is the left so mad about the sanctuary cities thing? Trump snookered them again. They pick the game, they're gaming Trump, and it turns out he's always better at the game than they are. So he just turns around and beats them at their own game.
He is very good at the game, isn't he?
That's why they're mad. The Mueller thing backfired. Everything they tried on him for all these years have backfired. And it just doesn't work for him. That's why they're mad.
Yeah, it gives them fits.
I would be too.
Gives them fits.
If I were playing poker with a guy and I kept getting really good hands and he always got one hand better, I would be pretty angry too.
But in the meantime, you know, it's still a game, right? It's still identity politics. It's still, you know, we got this ridiculous crisis at the border. I want him to win. I want him to win in advancing some of these policies. And the sanctuary cities thing could be one. It could force enough Democrats in Congress to say, okay, we better just do, you know, we better do something here. We better go along here rather than just sit on the sidelines. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, we got to do something.
I think one of those buses should just pull up in front of Pelosi's house and just, you know, just unload all the passengers right in front of her house.
There you go. I would love that. I would go to San Francisco for that. It'd be worth going there.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate your call very much.
All right. Thank you.
We've been talking about a North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana grassroots solution to this. Wondering what you have in the way of suggestions. I see we have a caller from Wyoming. So maybe I've been leaving Wyoming out. I'm sorry about that, Roger. We won't leave Wyoming out anymore. We'll start including you in our conversations. What's on your mind?
Hey, this I just thought
about the meeting on the steps that you were talking about for this immigration problem?
Yeah.
We got a big deal coming up on Memorial Weekend, Rolling Thunder, and there's going to be a lot of people there. That might be a really good time to do that.
So tell me what Rolling Thunder is.
Rolling Thunder is a motorcycle rally veterans. They go to Washington, D.C. every year, and they have a 3 or 4 day get-together, and they go to all the memorials, and they have all meetings and different things like that everybody goes to. So, I mean, there will be thousands of people there for Rolling Thunder, and what a good time to do a big meeting on the steps of the Capitol.
Yes, very interesting. Very interesting, Roger. That sounds. I remember that last year. I didn't remember it was called Rolling Thunder, but I remember the vets being there. Didn't they go right up to the White House to see the president?
They don't go. Well, the president goes and sees them. President Trump does. Of course, President Obama would never go to anything like that because.
No, that can't be. That can't be. Come on. Yeah. President Obama wouldn't go see veterans? That's hard to believe. I'm shocked.
I'm an old North Dakota boy. I grew up in North Dakota down in Hettinger and Haines, and I managed down in Bowman, North Dakota for a few years. So I know Southwest North Dakota like the back of my hand. I think there's a lot of people that agree with us, but we just can't get our name out. Like, we don't bust people like Obama did to meetings and throw fits, you know. But maybe
that's what I'm saying. I think some giant, and I mean giant. In other words, South Dakota, North Dakota, as I say, if there were 1,000 people on the steps of the Capitol, that'd be a big deal, right? That'd be a big deal. A lot of people there, you know. And South Dakota does the same thing and get some attention and maybe wake some of these people up in every state in the union to say, I don't know. It's my idea. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I'm just saying, give me some idea that's going to wake these people up. What is it? I don't know what it is, but we need to do something.
Well, we've got to do the same thing that Obama did when he was in there, when they were busting people all over the place. You know, a lot of people won't agree with me, but it's the truth. Somebody paid for them to go to those rallies. They didn't have the money to go do that.
I don't think we have to pay people, though, to stand up for a country they love. I guess they do, and I hear you. I mean, they did the same thing with, you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, the people on the payroll. You know, getting money. Oh, you need to get you bailed out. Here's some cash. Yeah, okay. Here's some food. Here's your hotel room. We'll pay for it. Yeah, I get that, but I don't. And you're saying the Rolling Thunder is it's vets from all across the country then descending on D.C. and that's Memorial Weekend.
Yes, that and it's Memorial Weekend every year. And
interesting. I wonder if they would take up the issue of protecting our borders.
I don't know what it's going to take because it's a problem with Washington, D.C. And
right.
I kind of agree with President Trump. It's time to clean the swamp.
Sure is, Roger. Thank you. Appreciate that. Steve is north of Carrington. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, yeah. To your point about where are our politicians and why don't they speak up, it is incredible on the Republican side that none of them speak up. But I have called Senator Thune's office in South Dakota before. And I said, does the senator support President Trump? And here was their exact answer. He tries to find positions that he can support President Trump on. This has been a while back now. And I said, that sounds like a Democrat. And that's what you would say to a Democrat if he was president. You try to find areas in which you can work together. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. No, I'm not surprised. Hang on a sec, Steve. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break so I can let you finish. Okay, we're going to a break. Clock says time for a word from our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Good day, folks. Matt the Pizza Guy with Pizza Corner Pizza here. Warmer temps mean new life. As flowers are blooming and birds are singing, Easter must be coming. So that means you need to hop into your local grocery store and take advantage of the excellent deals on Pizza Corner Pizzas. Hey, there's no hunt involved. Simply find Pizza Corner Pizzas in the frozen section of your favorite grocery or C-store. Peeps are good, chocolate is a must, and jelly beans are a no-brainer. But don't forget to fill your basket with Pizza Corner Pizzas as well. Treat yourself and your family this Easter to a delicious Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
About a loved one not coming home when you're expecting them. What, it's 5 o'clock. Where are they? 5:30. Come on. They're late. Not answering a cell phone. Not there. You know what? Those are the reasons we take some time with our safety talk conversations here on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance, WSI, workforcesafety.com. That's right. So when I talk about confined space awareness, and construction, like they're doing a training session May 9th in Bismarck, that's why. Or self-protection and predator awareness. Listen, ladies, if you're looking for a fun Saturday night activity, check out the North Dakota Safety Council Self-Protection and Predator Awareness course. It's a hands-on course that empowers you. Saturday, June 15th in Bismarck. It's not evening, it's afternoon. So, but same thing there. Keeps you safe. Whether it's CPR, AED, first aid training, whether it is the training, many training, 450 different safety courses that WSI offers. There's one for you. Saving lives, preventing injuries. That's what we're all about. Okay, Steve, north of Carrington, we were going to break, so we didn't get a chance to let you finish there. You tell me what you were trying to say.
Well, I was just saying that when I, and I'll quick review, but when I called Senator Thune's office, I asked if he supported, if they could tell me if he supported President Trump, and they said, well, he tries to, their answer was he tries to find positions that he can support Trump on. And I thought, this is unbelievable. And Dusty Johnson, I called there after he voted against Trump's declaration of emergency. He hasn't been in office very long. And he was worried about the process. And I said, well, doesn't 80,000 people dying a year on the border outweigh process? I mean, where's the common sense here? And, I mean, it's like he was a lifelong establishment politician when he was elected. But the difference between Trump and politicians is, here's Trump. What's best for the country? What's best for the people? This is what we'll do. These politicians, they can't say that. What's best for me? What will help me? What will hurt me? I mean, that's their whole thought process. And when you become such a coward that you can't even have your office say you support President Trump, that takes it to another level. And he's not alone. After I got that answer, I started going down the line, just calling senators' offices. And you'd be surprised how many of them could not say they supported President Trump. This was a few months ago, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and by you asking, though, just so you know, Steve, just by you asking makes a big difference. They know you're paying attention, so good for doing what you did. Rod in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd like to follow up on Steve's comments. I live in South Dakota, lifelong Republican, and I'd like to share just a little story with you about your Senator, John Hovind, versus mine, John Thune. My wife and I were sitting on an airplane right after Hovind was elected, maybe in January of the following the November election, and we were sitting there, and there was an elderly North Dakota couple sitting in the row opposite us, and in walked Senator Hovind. And the gentleman started to stand up, and he stuck his hand out, and he said, you know, I don't know whether I should call you governor or senator. And John Hovind, without thinking, said, how about just calling me John? Now, that's a senator. That's somebody that cares about his people and hasn't let the power go to his head. So you guys know what a gem you have up there. Keep it going, because you've got a great senator. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate the call. Another South Dakota listener, Pollock, South Dakota, is where Jody's at. Jody, go ahead.
Hi. Listen to your show. Thanks a lot for everything you do. I wanted to ask about Glenn Beck. He was on either Hannity or Ingram last week, talked about how the Chicago group is secretly funding these immigration with Soros, and they're trying to make us a communism nation. And the host of that show just kind of, oh, yeah, that's really interesting, and kind of blew it off and never showed this big blackboard he was talking about and all that kind of stuff. And I haven't heard a word about it since. I'm curious of your thoughts.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, when the individuals from the Northern Triangle countries come across the border, the southern border of Mexico, and then all of a sudden there's buses and, you know, snack packs and, you know, all kinds of other things, that somebody is doing this. You know, that there is a, you know, this isn't just happenstance, right? The same with these caravans. This isn't just kind of a coincidence, you know, there's no doubt about it. I haven't seen exactly what Glenn Beck was talking about there, but you know what I could do? I could invite Glenn on and chat with him. He's always one of those guys that's digging and trying to find out what's going on. So we'd be happy to do that, Jody. How about that?
That'd be awesome. Great. Thanks a lot.
Keep listening, okay? Keep listening.
I will.
Another South Dakota listener says, you are so right, Scott. After contacting Thune and Rounds, it's like crickets after contacting their offices. Nothing. Took a whole year to get a letter back from Thune on immigration. President Trump is so right on. Send those illegals to Pelosi and Schumer's home areas. As far as your rally idea, Scott, I'll be there. And I'll bring some friends along. Okay. That's one idea. I'll take others. What are we going to do so this doesn't happen anymore? This has been happening for decades. We've got to do something. Texture says, question for you. I've always heard to deal with property taxes on a local level, but it sounds like there's some North Dakota law that properties need to have an updated property evaluation or assessment yearly. What rule or law is this, and what would be required to change it? I don't know the answer to that, but that sounds like a question we can track down for you, and we would. Somebody called our Mark Morgan interview world class. Nicely done. Thank you. God bless.
We're back with Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in. Check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, and relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.